Last week, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce issued a statement asking that city leaders take back a letter sent to Arizona officials explaining why Bloomington plans to stop officially funneling money to Arizona companies. In the letter, Chamber CEO Christy Gillenwater says some 40 letters have been received saying the city will suffer economically if the boycott persists.
It was a sad but predictable placement of profit before principle by the chamber.
Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan.
They got the calls. It doesn't mean that it's reality. Did the chamber ask any one of those callers, letter writers or callers, or emailers, and I know some of it was emailed because I was copied on it, where was it that you were going to shop? What reservation did you have that you canceled? I mean, we're taking it based on 40 contacts amongst 3,000 businesses in the city and making headlines out of it.
Cruzan says of the 150 or so responses he has received to the city's letter, only a handful have originated locally. Most, the mayor contends, are from a national group which supports the Arizona law and has made a point of criticizing groups which do not. Speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, Cruzan says he is aware of one business, a local hotel, which has had reservations for a meeting pulled because of the city's stance. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.